Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Ooh, are you still mad? Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Palmer from Reisterstown. Are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I think I have to apologize to my wife, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be apologizing about.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Palmer. You should know.
No.
That's bad.
Jess can tell you right now.
That's
you should
bad.
Already know. You shouldn't be calling the radio station.
I'm mad at you because you don't know.
Oh, my
God. Okay, well, hang on.
I'm kidding.
Let's find out more. So what, I guess.
What do you think happened?
When did things start seeming weird, I guess, to you?
I guess things first started back at Thanksgiving. We had my family over for dinner. And I don't know what happened, but like at some point toward the end of the night, she just kind of shut off. She just became distant from me. I kept asking, I was like, honey, you all right? And she's like, no, I'm fine, which is...
She's not fine.
Of course, not fine. Like, when you say it twice, just like ever since, she's been kind of a little distant. I'm like, I don't know if I did something or...
So
or
as
my family said something?
As a former husband, is there any possible thing you could have said or done... You noticed it on Thanksgiving. Let's take Thanksgiving as the day. And it's been over a week now.
It could have been something that you didn't say.
Yeah, did you or did you not say something right before the I noticed everything changed? I'm going to assume that probably was the moment that something happened.
Yeah.
My fear is if my mom said something to her, because she just like... She has no filter. She just says whatever is on her mind. And I even talked to my wife after. I was like, did my mom say something to you? And she's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. I was like, all right, but I'm really at a loss.
Yeah, obviously something's wrong.
We all know. Yeah. We as gentlemen, we know, okay? Like, there is a different vibe that y'all partners give us when something is wrong. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get the same answer. We don't know. You know, I don't know if she's going to open up to us any more than she would open up to you about this, I guess, is the big problem here.
She loves this segment on your show. She talks about it all the time. So I thought, like, we could try it this way, you know, using her favorite show. Maybe then she'll be more opening up and we can get over this together. I'm at a loss.
Let me give you a fair warning.
I don't know.
This is everyone's favorite segment till they're on it. Okay? I can't tell you how many times
make it work.
We've heard that. And then we hear the opposite once a person actually comes on. I don't know. We're willing to try it. So in case you're new to our Forgive and Forget segment, how this works is we've already reached out to Kelly. And Kelly's agreed to come on. She does love the segment, by the way. She even loves it. So she does. I can confirm that part. But what we don't do is we don't tell them, you know, why or who is bringing them on. We always like to kind of keep it a surprise because we really want a genuine response to what's happening here.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Is she willing to, and maybe again, maybe it's nothing, but I can guarantee you, man, as in a man's gut, if we know something's wrong, something's wrong. Let me get Palmer back on first. Palmer.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Are we good?
I think so.
Cool. So all I ask is that you just don't say that it's you. Don't confirm that it's you on the phone until I pass it over to you, okay?
Okay.
So this is his wife. This is Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
We've heard you're a fan of this segment.
I am. I can't believe I'm on it.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to it. It's always everyone's favorite till they're on it, so let's postpone.
Yeah.
I asked you the question yesterday. I said, is there anybody that you could think of that would want to bring you on, you know, this radio segment about forgiveness?
No. I think that's why I'm even more surprised to be here. I don't quite know.
Okay. Well, the person that wanted to bring you on today was your husband.
Why?
Palmer, do you want to explain why we're doing Forgive and Forget?
So I know you're mad at me, but I don't know why. So I was hoping we can get to the bottom of it.
What?
Is there a drama between you two?
I mean, I've been mad. Yes, he's correct. I haven't, you know, been particularly pleased. So you know, it was a really big deal that your parents and family and everybody were coming over, especially your mom, who, you know, we have history, and I really wanted to impress her and them, and so, you know, as you know, I agreed to make the whole Thanksgiving situation, and I was like really working on it for weeks. And then on Thanksgiving itself, when the turkey came out, the big deal was there. You said it's fine, but it's dry in front of your entire family after you knew how hard I worked. And then not only did you do that, but then everybody else continued to chime in saying, yeah, it's dry. And everybody doubled down on the fact that it was dry after you knew how long I worked and how much I tried to make it good. You could have said that after the fact in privacy. Like, you didn't even need to pay
Kelly,
it at all.
I'm confused. Are you upset because you feel like he didn't, like, have your back?
Completely.
Yeah.
And you asked how the meal was? So you solicited for...
Not specifically. It's just one of those things that, like, you know, when you're on a Thanksgiving dinner...
But I'm confused.
Like,
I said everything else was, like, everyone else was loving everything. Like, we even loved the turkey. I said it was dry, but it was fine.
If you're specifically pointing out that everything else is good, and you're like, but the turkey's dry, that's the only thing that matters.
I think that's kind of messed up, Palmer, that you said that to your wife, especially in
Thank
front
you.
Of your whole family. Like, I don't care if that turkey was as dry as a piece of whatever. Like, you better say, this is the best damn turkey I've ever had. And then at the end of the night, when you guys are by yourself in your room, if you still feel the need to be a butthead and want to tell her that the turkey's dry, by all means.
This may be a little blown out of proportion.
Yeah, look, I'm not, like, going to bed mad. You know, it's just, like, if he's pushing me and putting me on this segment that I really love, like, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
You're going to be here.
Clearly, it's been bothering you. Like, it has been bothering you.
Jess, okay, outside perspective, if you make a comment like that in front of somebody's family, it clearly upsets her. Do you think he owes her an apology? That sounds like just normal commentary.
No,
you would have.
That is so mean to say. No, you definitely.
I love my wife, and if I did anything to upset her, baby, I'm so sorry. But I, in my opinion, I truly was just saying the truth. Like, I was asked to comment.
Stop saying the turkey was dry.
I promise I won't do it again.
You were doing so well. Don't give it a qualification. Do it again.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, baby. I'll never do it again.
Thank you.
I don't think I deserve an apology.
It totally deserved an apology.
I don't think that this should be it was last Thursday, y'all. 8 days we've been playing a silent treatment game just to find out that you got upset. You asked how the dinner was, and I was honest, the turkey was a little bit dry, and now I got to bring you on a radio show to apologize? There ain't no way in the world this guy would put up with that. I wouldn't. I mean, I can't. I would do it just to keep the household happy, but how can you walk around your house?
How can you not see how insensitive it was to say something negative to someone who has spent all day preparing a meal when you did not help and not lift a finger once.
If he pulled her in the kitchen and was like, woman, like, how dare you prepare such a terrible dinner? Okay, we have a case. Huh, this is Angel. Angel, good morning.
Angel and Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Yes. Hello, good morning.
Does he owe her? I mean, you guys are married, yeah?
Yeah, 18 years.
Does he owe her an apology? Is this too big of a deal?
I think if it were in our house, it's always a team effort. And, you know, granted, we've been married for 18 years, but it sounds like, you know, it takes so much time and effort. And with her mother-in-law being there and their history, it just seems like, you know, there should have been more of a united front there. And even if I'm with Jeff, if the turkey was dry, suck it up, say it's beautiful.
You say it's good.
Absolutely.
If the turkey actually is dry, though, Natalie, you would still want me to be like, this is the best turkey ever.
In that situation, I would.
You want to know why? Yeah, because he threw his teammate under the bus. He threw his teammate under the bus in that moment.
Angel, would you have said the turkey was good?
Yes. And this kind of happened at our Thanksgiving at our cousin's house in West Virginia. Natalie wasn't happy about the pie she made. And it was delicious, but her standards are, like, super high. And everybody was like, no, this is great. It is delicious. And if I said, no, you're right, Natalie, this does suck, and that embarrassed her, like, I would be hurting myself.
You'd be coming on the radio show, too, huh, to apologize.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you, guys. It's 18 years of success right there, Kramer.
I just don't know if I'd ever be able to do it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.